Very good morning to everyone listening out there to KYUK. This is another edition of Talkline. Today is March 1 and a Friday, a very beautiful day, good looking day outdoors. So on this Talkline, people are invited to call, and you can call on any subject, you know, and you can even call anonymous if you'd like. And the numbers you can get a hold of or participate with our talk line would be our 543-KYUK, that's 543-5985, and 543-2756, 800-995-8954. Or you can email radio@kyuk.org. So we invite anyone to call this morning. In the meantime, oh, we got a caller just right in right now from Bethel. Good morning to John, Nick.
Morning, Peter. How are you doing? You out your solo?
Yes, but co-host is on her way.
Oh, okay. Good morning to you anyway.
Yes, good morning to you, John.
I've been hearing a rumor down in Johnson River that the ice is only 2 feet thick.
Yeah.
And if you're going down there with vehicles, I suggest you keep them spread apart and not too close together if it's going to be that thick. You know, you don't want something disastrous happening over there.
That's right.
And it's really deep on the outside of that mouth there, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's got a lot of current, so please be wary when you go down there and park. Make sure you're not all too close together because that's an enormous lot of weight each car would weigh.
That's right.
And you have a lot of chances of, you know, going through. Just play safe and use common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, some of these overflows on the sides are deep, too. So just be careful and watch and be observant while you're going, you know.
Very good advice, yes.
And if you're going along distant villages, it's nice to have two. In case something would happen, you can always rely on another person to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, everyone, please have a safe day and safe weekend. And if you're going down there fishing, please be advised of what I said. And take your trash home, please.
Yes.
Don't leave it down there in the river.
Yes.
We want a pristine river, and maybe you'll catch some more fish that'll like you. They'll say, we're going to bite that fella or that girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a good laugh. You have a good one, Peter. Good to hear you.
Thanks a lot, John.
I enjoy listening to both of you.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Okay, Kuyana, please Kuyana, be safe and don't drink and drive and watch out for pedestrians.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kuyana, good morning.
Yeah.
Yes, I think maybe the other caller. Oh, do call back. I don't know if we lost them or what, you know, but do call back. But John's got a very good advice, you know. And somebody posted on Facebook yesterday or the other day that there is a deep, very deep, 1 mile in from mouth of Johnson River, there's a very extremely or deep-looking overflow, or it didn't look like open water. Of course, it was kind of like at the distance. He took that snap, and then it didn't look, I don't know, but it looked pretty deep, though, a lot of overflow everywhere. We have a caller from Bethel. Good morning to Mark.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
Yes.
The climate news is not
okay.
Good. Bethel had the warmest February in the 95 years that records been kept.
Wow.
The average temperature was 29 and change, which is like... let me look here. That's 18.3 degrees above normal.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's real warm. So keep that in mind when people are thinking about the river.
Mm-hmm.
The river cannot be frozen solid hard any place right now. I mean, it's just been, it's 29. Yeah, 29 is below freezing. But when you think about the fact that there's water moving at the bottom.
Yeah.
And another thing to keep in mind that affects the river, I think, a lot is that there's no ice in the Bering Sea. After the last big storm we had, the ice blew out from St. Lawrence Island south. I mean, the Bering Sea is open water.
Wow.
From Hooper Bay to Siberia. There's a little bit of shore fast ice, but if you are a muckluck hunter or a walrus hunter, you are not going to be having much fun this spring. Mm. It ain't going to freeze up again. But the point about the river is that when Kuskokwim Bay is froze hard, right, it's putting pressure up against the ice that, you know, works its way up the length of the river. There's nothing holding the river together down at that end.
Yeah.
So I hope they start selling breakup tickets soon because, I think we're going to have an early breakup.
Yes, I've seen a tripod is up on the river now.
Oh, is it now? Oh, good.
Yes.
I've been down there for a few days in our town and stuff. But, just keep that in mind. I think the river is probably, and I don't know, I don't go out there, but I would think it's going to be getting more and more perilous by the day.
Yes.
Two other things. I'm not a really big basketball fan unless I'm listening to the game being broadcast at UPIC or CHUPIC. I used to listen to them call it on KCUK.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. So a big shout out to the folks that are calling the tournament up the high school. It's just a lot of fun to listen to, and I know that the two guys yesterday were there all day. They started 8 in the morning and got done after 8 at night. Calling games, and so it's a lot of fun listening to them. KYUK has got a really good bench of game callers, which I think is something that's really, really cool about Bethel. And speaking of KYUK, people haven't seen it, big thank you to Bethel Community Services Foundation for donating, they said, $5,000 to KYUK to replace the guy wires on the AM tower.
Wow.
Out here at BIA. It's probably not all that KYUK needs to do that, but it's a big chunk, and we certainly would be in dire straits if something ever happened to that tower there. We'd have no more KYUK AM, so that's a real important donation for a real important piece of infrastructure, for not just KYUK, but for the region. So, thanks, Peter. You guys have a good morning.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Mark. Yes.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yes, that's interesting news about climate change and news. Yes, we appreciate your calling. Our co-host is here. I want to say good morning to Renee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. We just started, so we're going to go right into our next caller. No, that's mine. Yeah, we got to adjust our equipment here. Yes, and then we have a caller from Maniac this morning. Good morning to Herman.
Yeah, good morning, Peter. You can hear me okay?
Yes, you're loud and clear.
Yeah, we're in Vietnam. You know, they're talking about global warming. A long time ago, Alaska used to be tropics, you know, and they're finding out last year the Earth, it floats on lava, and the crust, it moved the North Pole, it moved towards Siberia. So that's why we're seeing all this change of weather, you know, but don't be alarmed. And people say it's climate change and some in power, especially when Democrats are seeing, they say we're going to stop burning wood stoves and things like that. But we can't change it, you know. It's something that just naturally happens, and, you know, be aware. And I was going to say, between the here in Kalskag, I was going down the snow machine, and on the trail right below Moses Fish Camp, right by Birch Tree Crossing, on the right side, there's an open hole right in the trail.
Oh,
I had a backpack to go around. I hope somebody to go change it. So you've got to be careful nowadays. But I was going to tell you what's going on in Juneau. They finally got their house together. They're organized. And the governor, he made a bunch of cuts because the state was going to go broke. They'll probably propose to give us our permanent fund to full, but they wouldn't give it all at once. They'll give it like in 3 years, so that means our permanent fund might be like $4,700 this year for 3 years. But right now, there's a power struggle in Juneau. There's these union lobbyists, education lobby, and they're trying to make the governor look bad and not make all these cuts. Mm. And they use news, like Channel 11, Channel 2, they call it community organizing, like mass mind control. They let people think this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But there's three things that's going to make the state go broke if the governor don't do something. If you give him a chance, he'll find a way to find more revenue. But there's three. There's UAA, education, and health care.
Mm.
That Medicaid expansion is going to bankrupt the state, Medicare for all, you know. It sounds mm-hmm. good, but it'll overwhelm the system, and it'll make this. There's $2 billion last year, and that's one thing. And education, it's just costing too much money. We're spending all this money on our lowest scores in the nation. But what's going on is these lobbyists, union, they're controlling them, Democrats and a few Republicans in Juneau,
mm-hmm.
to not make these cuts. But we need to pray for our leaders that he'll do the right thing, because it not only happened in Alaska, but in the United States, they control the news. They're trying to do everything against President Trump. Recently, them Democrats, they passed a bill where if a baby's born, he's still alive, they can't do anything to keep it alive. Can you imagine that?
Mm.
That's so awful. And here in Alaska, women can kill their babies even 9 months. This has to stop, you know. Mm. God, he's going to say, man, what these people are doing, that's not our native culture out here. But be careful who you listen to on these talk shows. I'm not saying you, Peter, but mm-hmm. some people are put there for a reason to pass this agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But please pray for our world, especially for Alaska. And I mm-hmm. thank you guys for putting us on.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Herman. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Yes. Voice from Antioch. Yes, you know, I'm not much of a politician, you know, or get into too much of politics, you know, but like for the governor and the elected officials, you know, they're in now. And, you know, instead of spending a lot of time and energy complaining about what's going on, yeah, I think, you know, he had a point there that we do need to pray and pray for them. And then we got to find ways to that we can somehow make the best of what's going on, you know, with them, work with them, you know. When I complain, it takes a lot of energy out of me. I'd rather be looking for something more positive, you know, like say work, you know, find a way to work with them. So I don't know where you stand on those kind of issues, you know, but that's just me.
Well, I hope that they can find a way to deal with this besides eliminating education in the bush and closing a lot of our schools,
yeah,
and eliminating health care that would be out in the villages and mm-hmm. removing all of the VPSOs from all the villages. The monies that would go for PFD returns should be more for our health care, our education, and our safety.
Mm, yes. Yeah. So lines are open. Feel free to call. And just as a note, you know, we had a warning here from someone, one of our listeners, warning that there is some break-ins going on. That we need to be aware or beware of break-ins in Bethel. My locked door was broken into yesterday evening. This is causing an unexpected expense which should not have happened. People need to protect their property. So that's a note from one of our listeners. And also, another bit of news, you know, Thunder Drums, our 32nd annual Region 1 Coastal Conference basketball tournament live coverage on KYUK, 6:40 a.m. continues. Continues tomorrow at 3:45 p.m. You can listen to all things considered at 4 p.m. and the local news at 5:30 on 90.3 FM, The Mix. So things are another, you know, there's probably some other things going on.
I just want to mention that over at the Cultural Center, the tax people who are supposed to be here to help with the taxes, they didn't make it in last night. There was no morning jet, but I understand they are on the afternoon jet, and they will be at the Cultural Center starting at about 1 p.m. Today, and I believe they're going to be there all day tomorrow. So,
okay, now these are the Alaska business.
Yeah, they're coming out, and they're helping folks for free work on their taxes.
Yes,
so
good.
They'll be in that window section. As soon as you walk into the building, you'll turn to the right,
okay.
And that's where they'll be.
Right, yes, that's a good service that they offer. You know, I last several years, once I learned about them, I've been making use of them. But we do have a caller from Bethel. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Happy Friday.
Happy
morning,
Friday.
Susan.
Hi. I'm glad Renee's doing this, but
yeah.
She's hardly talking.
Well, a one-time deal, I'll tell you that.
I can't believe that Pete won't let her get a word in edgewise.
Yes, what's up, Sue?
Looking at, the Delta Discovery that just came out has a very good article about the Medicaid expansion.
Oh.
And it's a really good article with a website address to look at the complete report. And we all kind of need to look at it and understand it in our own pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking all the different cuts, all the different budget cuts. We're talking about the energy assist, the energy, what's it called, the equivalency thing that goes in our AVAC bills, the cuts that are going to go to the schools and college, and the cuts that are going to affect all the different cuts that he's doing, the slash and burn. As far as what it's going to cost our quality of life, I'm pretty sure it's way more than what that permanent fund check's going to be. I mean, he's throwing us a little cookie to make up for all the cuts, in other words, because I really think all these cuts he's doing, especially the impact it's going to have on rural Alaska and the jobs people are going to lose because of the department configurations and all the different cuts that are going to happen, is going to cost us more than what a permanent dividend check is going to be. Even the big families where each of them get a check, I'm thinking this they really need to look at what our quality of life is out here and the different things that we enjoy and help us make it out here. The cuts on that are going to impact us more than the permanent fund. I'm hoping that there will be a dialogue or a study on that matter, because that really got me and some friends, we were thinking about that, and I just wanted to throw that out to you guys.
Yes, good.
Uh-huh. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yes.
Thanks,
Sue.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, that food thing that...
Food Bank, the next one is March 16th.
Okay.
And we always appreciate volunteers and all that, but March 16th is the next Food Bank. March 9th is the next Saturday market. I'll miss that. I'll be out of town. But anyway, Renee will tell you all the Culture Center happenings.
Okay. All
Bye.
Right. Thanks, Sue.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yes. Very good. Yes. Let me stop that. Yeah. So, and then we'll be expecting a call from one of the search and rescue members to give a river report shortly. You know, they're out checking the river out right now, but it's starting to melt out there.
It is. It's getting like the, a whole month early, like putting the marker up for the breakup. It's like a month ahead of time.
Yes, people have been talking about that, yes. And then it just feels like it's in April or something, and been so warm, and we don't see any cooling down in the next few days. You know, it forecasted to be in the warm. So So it's, as for today, we're going to expect a cloudy day. A chance of snow in the morning, then a chance of rain, and a slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs are expected to be in the 30s, south wind 10 to 20 miles. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, and a light chance of snow in the evening. Then a slight chance of snow after midnight, lows in the 20s, light wind. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs around 30, light winds. So
Peter, I want to just bring up Chiemai.
Sure.
Which
yes.
is coming at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
The dates being the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. Mm-hmm. I know that with Jody Drew, who's in charge of all the volunteers, they are in real need of people to help with all aspects of the festival. And this is, as you well know, a strictly volunteer presentation done by the Bethel Council on the Arts. And Jody is looking for people to do everything from ushering to housing to transportation. And you can get a hold of her at 545-0580. And that would be a really good thing to do. And you get to get into Chiemai free the day that you're helping. So they give you a little bennies that way.
Yeah.
And if there's artists and craftspersons out there that are wanting to have a table 1 day, 2 days, 3 days at the festival, you want to get a hold of Minnie Salas and Fritz. And her number is 543-1835. And she'll be happy to schedule you for a table at the crafts section.
Yes, yeah. So, you know, that's come up pretty fast. You know, the days are going by and weeks and months are just flying by.
They are. Time has a way of never stopping.
Yeah. Yeah. So our lines are open. Please feel free to call 543-2756, 543-KYUK, that's 543-5985, and 1-800-995-8954. Email radio@kyuk.org. And then, let's see, I'll have to rely on our help or even Grady or someone to keep checking our email, you know, because I get lost in this thing every now and then. So,
well, I'll fill that in a little time here. So coming up at the Cultural Center with the Best in the West workshops, we've got a business workshop for anybody working on wanting to improve their business or start a business. We got a free workshop on March 7th. From 5:30 to 8 over at the Cultural Center.
Wow.
And that's going to be put on by the Best in the West. And Julia Casey's coming out from Anchorage to work with folks. So come by. Come by at 5:30 on the 7th.
Yeah.
She'll be here doing this workshop with all interested entrepreneurs.
I had a question regarding that other one that you mentioned earlier about the tax people coming here. Is it just for 1 day?
Well, I think they're going to be here all of today till they're hoping to stay open till about 9-ish. You know, then it's getting a little late. And then they're supposed to be here all day Saturday as well.
Okay.
So you'll have 2 full days to work with them.
Okay. All right.
And they haven't told me if they want to come back out later because we know we have till April 15th.
Yeah.
So they might
imagine travel around to the other villages too.
They do. I think they've been several different places. So
yeah, okay.
We'll see if we can talk them into another work session with folks.
Yeah, because I know some people do last minute stuff.
Yeah.
We have a caller though. We're going to jump into that. Forrest, good morning to you.
Good morning, Forrest.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Good morning.
Yeah, this is to inform our Otsoma Traditional Native Council. There's a upcoming four council seats opening. Seat A, currently held by Henry Hunter Sr. Seat B, by Walter Jim. Seat C, by Thaddeus McHugh. And seat D, Raymond Watson. I don't know why our tribal council didn't inform our tribal members. And I just fill out a declaration of candidacy for seat A to run against Henry Hunter Sr. And I highly suggest our tribal members of Bethel, you know, run 40 seats, you know, and make a difference in our tribal council here. Work for the best interest of our tribal members. Just wanted to let everybody know.
Can I ask when the gathering is?
Sometime in late April, early May, that's my guess. And the deadline is March 8th to put in your candidacy declaration.
Okay.
So I don't know why Ottawa Traditional Native Council isn't putting this out on into the public for our tribal members.
I'm sure they will.
Well, your deadline is 7 days away. Isn't a little too late for that?
Yeah, you have a point, yeah. So somebody from ONC may be listening and might be able to let us know. I don't know. I haven't seen anything.
Well, you know, if it's a last-minute thing, then they need to extend the deadline. So
okay.
Our tribal members can have the opportunity to run for these four seats that are available.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm running for seat A. And I hope tribal members are listening. You know, I'll be working alongside with the tribal council.
Okay.
I'll work in the best interest of our tribal members. And
okay.
Give up good working relationship with agencies around here in town and the surrounding villages.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Forrest. Yes.
Okay.
Our lines are open, so people are kind of slow into calling, you know, but the time does, when it starts rolling, it usually rolls. So if you'd like to participate or have something in your mind that you'd like to give out to the pub, our listening public, please feel free to call now. We had a caller, but I think are we having problems with no reported problems, so feel free to call.
Well, I'll just chat a little bit about, Susan said something about Saturday Market being on, it's March 9th. And I believe at the last city council, they finally passed the resolution where folks can do 10 markets or 10 garage sales or without needing to get a business license or reporting it. And thank you to the city council for finally taking that action. I know we have lots of elders who come periodically to the markets and count on that little bit of extra income. You know, it's a good way to sustain their income and give them some spending money. So
you're right.
I'm really glad that the city council took that step. And, you know, I'm happy that we have Saturday markets once a month, and it's we're happy to do it for everybody in town.
Yes, it's a popular event. We have a caller from Bethel we'll jump into. Good morning to Jack.
Yeah, good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Jack.
Yeah, good morning. Yesterday, Bethel Church and Rescue had annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, turnout was good. Just to report that our board staff was re-elected. Mike Riley still our president. Pierre Barris, vice president. Peter, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Happening along here, and everyone was re-elected, and we gained three more new members to the Bethel Search and Rescue. But I would like to take this opportunity to thank every supporter, everybody during donations and fundraisings, everyone that come and support Bethel, even surrounding villages, search and rescue. fundraisings that people come out and support.
Yeah.
And it's, that gives, you know, being a member of a Bethel Church and Rescue, how much we gain, you know, we're able to purchase needed stuff. And it's just a great feeling to have support of the city or people of the community.
Yes.
So I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody that supports search and rescues. So that's all I got this morning.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Thanks, Jack, for calling in. Appreciate that. Yes. We're going to keep on going on to our callers from Bethel. We have Howard. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Yes.
Maybe Henry and Thad and Ray, they can explain to me and other people that understand ONC how it operates. It's is it for, are they to help the natives in the Bethel town or the surrounding villages? Because I'm really getting confused with all this ABCP and ONC, you know. I'd like to have, you know, say, is ONC worried about other villages and ABCP is doing the same thing or what?
Mm.
You know, I'd like to really get some clarification on this ONC and ABCP, because do they work together or are they separate or what? You know. Other than that, you guys have a good weekend and you guys be safe on the river when you're traveling and watch each other. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Howard. You know, as far as I understand, you know, regarding your question whether ONC, it's a local, you know, Bethel tribe. And they're, but it would be good to hear from ONC and maybe respond to Howard's concern. And maybe clarify, you know, their status and their role. So we will be calling out for a call from ONC, somebody to respond. We have a call from Bethel Search and Rescue, Mark. Good morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, hey, good morning from lower end of Nelson Island, about 2 o'clock.
Wow, you're that far already?
Yeah.
So how's the trail?
Well, you know, I haven't given up on winter, but it's getting pretty discouraging.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't have a report for conditions below Bethel. I'm hoping somebody will call in.
Okay.
We've been going up and down all week, every day, round trip Kalskag to Bethel, monitoring conditions, watching it change. And up until today, things weren't too bad, you know. The first 60 miles above Bethel were watery, but not deep. Mostly dry, you know, you drive off the road. And then from Bogus, where the snow line starts, from Bogus to Kalskag, the road was very good. Snow soaking up the water. But last night it didn't even try to freeze, you know. We've been kind of in like, almost like how it is during breakup, where it melts hard during the day.
Yeah.
And so the river overflow on the river gets deeper, and then during the night it cools off and freezes a little bit, and the river gets a chance to drain. Well, last night that didn't happen. So what we're seeing today is the top is getting really soft. The top. So, and yesterday on our way down, between 2 o'clock and Bethel, we were drilling holes. Well, we were we've been drilling holes, monitoring the ice thickness, but we mm-hmm. noticed that the overflow was draining through our holes, so we started wow. drilling holes in all the deeper ones.
Cool.
You know,
yeah.
Trying to drain them, and they weren't very deep, you know. Maybe, yeah. maybe the deepest were like 6 inches, but we were draining them. Kim and Oscar and I would drill a bunch of holes all the way down the vessel.
Wow.
But but we did notice in our measuring that there are some areas where we are losing ice.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be, you know. We shouldn't be. Most of it is still good. Like, for example, where we're sitting right now, it's 27 inches thick, which is not too bad, you know. But there are some areas, especially around the Y, the Kuislik Akichuk Y, that have gotten thinner. And I suspect we're losing it more from the top, you know. Yesterday, gosh, I thought it looked just like geese hunting time, you know. The sandbars melted off, the grass showing, everything showing, like we should be hunting birds. I don't know. With that said, I don't want to give up on winter. Everybody still has a lot of good things they want to do in March.
Yeah.
But I'm probably going, after today, probably stay off with the truck until the things cool back down, knock on wood.
Okay, I had a question mark regarding the amount of snow. Is there more snow upstream than around here?
Yeah, definitely. You can see it as soon as you pass Bogus. There's heavy snow cover on the river. Some areas a foot or more on the river, and that's kept conditions much better as far as the trail and the road. They've stayed dry and good. And then I haven't seen it with my own eyes, just, you know, secondhand information, but the upper Kuskokwim, Red Devil has had 76 inches of snowfall this winter. McGrath, I've been hearing about. So I don't know. Lots of water upriver.
Yeah, and Herman had called from Aniak and reported that there is open water between Kalskak and Aniak. I'm not sure. I don't remember if he specified the location, but
that is right there off the tip of that island across from Moses Vasquez Fish Camp.
Oh,
that's a calm place that opens up really swift off the tip of that island, and when the ice starts dropping, it's usually later, a little bit later in the winter.
That's right.
Speaking of open water, the nearest open water that we've observed to Bethel is that one, still that one there right below Jaunuk, above Akyak.
Oh, okay.
It's well marked, though. Those Akyak guys did a real good job on it. And then the next open water would be on the east side of Mike Napoca's Island. Really hard to see that one. It has closed up except for a little sliver. I walked out there yesterday and looked at it. Still a little sliver that's running wide open. It's well marked, too.
Yeah.
Except for the upper end.
Okay.
The upper end, I wanted to mention that to Nelson Napoca and his good crew in Tuxac.
Yeah.
That the upper end, there is very little marking, and the ones that were there have fallen in the warm weather.
Okay.
So anybody coming from upstream and not on the trail, you know, they could run into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
From there on up, let's see, I'm trying to think. I don't think there's any open water all the way until you get right across from Upper Kalskag. There's an open hole that will mark.
All right.
And, you know, I know there's, I don't have a Monocking report.
Okay.
But, yeah. And there's,
there's regions going on in Inakiak for for the Kalskag and Aniak.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people want to go.
Okay.
I don't know. Right. I probably wouldn't come down with the truck unless it's going to cool off.
Yeah,
it's,
got
it's deteriorating on the top.
Understood, yes. Good, good choice. Yeah. All right, Mark, we appreciate your call.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks,
Mike. Be safe. Yes, we're going to jump right on to our next caller from ONC. We have Peter Yvonne. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Peter. How's it going?
I'm good. We're good, yes.
All right.
How about you?
I'm good, good. No, definitely here back at the office. And so a couple of things. It's actually kind of a coincidence that we got that you got that question. I listen to you guys every Friday morning. But I know we had that you had that caller a couple of callers ago asking basically you know ONC's role and and how it basically affects whether it be within the community or if it's for you know region wide basically. And so it was actually a good timing because I was actually planning on calling in. But, you know, like you kind of mentioned, that it is, you know, we, ONC is the Bethel tribe.
Yeah.
And so the village of Bethel is what we consider it. And, you know, that that is our main focus. But we do take, yeah, we do take the responsibility as well of being helping out with the region as well. Because we feel like it's kind of our role to kind of help lead on whenever we can. We try to work with AVCP with certain areas. There's a lot of different departments that we handle on our own, you know, and then there's other things that AVCP handles for us as well. And so just like any other village in our region, you know, our we try to focus on the tribe membership within the community or within the, you know, they're spread out all over the place, but we still feel like it is our responsibility to help lead the region as well, you know, side by side with AVCP, and so we feel that's a we have a good relationship, I think, and we're building it. And I've been you know in this job for about 8 months only now, so I'm still kind of learning myself. But I feel like that's one of our job roles, and so we do take that seriously.
Okay.
And then also one more thing as well, we do have our annual meeting coming up here in April.
Yeah.
And we have 4 seats available for our council membership for our council board, and so there the deadline is March 6th, and you know we want people to if anybody wants to apply or take a shot at it, we March 6th at 5 p.m. is our deadline. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there to make sure people knew that that is available. So that's about 5 more days away, but it is one of those things where you know it's important to us, and it is 4 seats available, so it's you know it is pretty wide open. And so I just wanted to get that out there.
Okay. Somebody had mentioned that they, you know, that deadline was looming in fast and then that there was lack of announcement regarding that. Did you hear that part?
Yeah, I didn't. I know we've run ads in Delta Discovery. I know we've Delta Discovery with the pages. And then also I know I've heard it on KYK that we got during the announcements. We do have that out there as well. I mean, obviously you can always... we could always do more, and we understand that. But but yeah, it is coming up here pretty quick, and that's why I'm calling. And like I said, there was a coincidence that that question was asked here well, about the ONC's role within the region, because I was planning on calling in here this morning to announce to make sure people knew that that deadline was coming up for the for any council representation that people wanted to jump in there with. So
okay, and then say again the annual meeting date.
It's April 27th. It's a Saturday. I believe it starts at 10 a.m. We will be sending out notification to all tribal membership, let them know the time and date and all that good stuff. And it is a one-day event on that Saturday. And so we make sure that, you know, on a Saturday, so it's available for everybody. That's not that, you know, people that have to work. So it'll be on that date.
Very good.
All right. Well, yeah, no, I just wanted to call in, and I appreciate your guys' message every morning, every Friday. So it's always fun to listen in.
Yes, good morning to you, Peter.
Okay, Poyana, Peter.
And thank you for all you do.
Oh, no, for sure. I appreciate it.
All right.
Poyana.
Okay. Poyana. We're going to go on to our next caller, Napaskiak. Earl, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Earl. Good, yes. Nice to hear you.
Likewise. I hear you're looking for some little information on the river today.
Yeah, people are wondering what's happening out there.
Well, yesterday I took a ride up to Bethel and then down towards Johnson River with my snowmobile.
Yeah.
And from Bethel to Napaskiak, it's drying off. It's better than a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
but it's still got the like a thin layer of they call that thin ice on top. It's given people trouble that are traveling on a snowmobile. That it's gonna, you got to be careful. You can't go mm-hmm. really fast because you'll dart right or left. You know, still.
Yeah.
A few more days of cold weather, I think it'll dry off. It still needs to. It hasn't really froze up to where it's really dry. Dry. There's still pockets mm-hmm. of like slush, a lot of slush on the river.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. Then. Oh. We went down towards the Pontiac, and it's still the same way like that.
Mm-hmm.
We had to stay on the side. I didn't really trust driving out where vehicles are. There's a few vehicles that are driving down there towards the Pontiac, and then we ended up going down towards that below the Pontiac on that Lumovic channel.
Yeah.
Above, on the upper island, there's a big open hole. It looked like it was marked in the past, and the markers are leaning sideways, like they're going to fall over,
mm-hmm.
which is indicating that that hole was there probably last month, and that it's opening up over there.
Oh.
A big hole right there. Just want to get that out there. And then as we went around the island, we noticed on the Eek Trail that cuts over to Lumovic off that island.
Yeah.
There's also another big hole. It's that's where water has accumulated. I think it's come up from the high tide we had the other day. And a little ways downstream from there towards the Tuntutuliak fish camp,
mm-hmm.
there is a bigger open water hole right there. And then both of these holes are not marked. The danger one is they're both dangerous because they're right along that truck trail that comes up from the Kusukum to when you drive over to Lumovic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one there, I wouldn't recommend anybody traveling over there with trucks right now.
Mm-hmm.
I could see like there was a few days back somebody drove over there.
Oh, no.
So that one and... that's three holes right there, right below mm-hmm. the pocket on the pocket to the Lumovic channel where a lot of the Eek people travel by snowmobile.
Yeah.
Right in there.
Oh, no.
I don't know the conditions down below, like towards Johnson River and into Johnson mm-hmm. River. I've been hearing lots of water in there.
Yeah.
The mailman truck. He said a lot of water up in there a few days ago. I don't think anybody's driving up that way. Also, I got word the other day the snow machine trail from like Donapichuk or Maslik to Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
Those creeks are opening up now, making it very challenging to travel to Bethel.
On the land trail, right?
On the land trail, yes.
Yeah.
The lakes had like a foot of water on some of them.
Yeah.
Drowning out some snow machines or four-wheelers. Guy told me the other day they were a four-wheeler got stuck in a crossing that they were trying to cross a little creek, and then the four-wheeler just drowned it out. To mention, the trail over there on Hanger Lake, I guess a few people had also fell in on a well-used trail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm believing down the Hanger Lake Trail somewhere. Don't know the exact position, but they're but it's melting out there.
Yes.
These little creeks are reopening.
Mm-hmm.
The old holes that broke before have reopened on some of them. And with the high tide, water accumulated on top of the ice again around that Lumovic channel.
Mm-hmm.
Making it very dangerous for travel.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, and one thing, you know, I'd like to insert one thing, you know, I know that especially when it's cloudy and dark, open water and glare ice or water on top, you know, you can't distinguish between the two. And open water and glare ice look exactly the same, you know, in the dark. And that's how we've lost some people in the past, traveling in the dark
and go right into open water. So, yes, it's dangerous out there.
Yes, and if it's calm out and you can't see the wave,
yeah,
it all looks the same out there at nighttime. I wouldn't recommend any traveling down that way at nighttime.
Yeah.
It's always a good idea, just a little safety hint is, if you do plan to go somewhere, you know, travel during the day first,
mm-hmm.
and get your, I call it, you know, situation awareness.
Or track with your area. GPS, yeah.
Yeah, just make a day trip before you do a night trip. Mm-hmm. It'll make your surroundings a little better for you.
Yes, very good advice. Well, thank you, Earl. Appreciate your call.
Okie dokie. Always good to hear from you.
You too. Yes, do call again.
Okay, take care now.
Oh, yeah, Kuyana. Okay, thank you. Yes, our lines are open, but we do have an email that I'd like to read while we're waiting for our next caller. It's regarding our roads. Something should be done to fix our roads with potholes. It's not good for tires. Every year the potholes are band-aided and it rains and it's back to potholes again. Instead of putting Band-Aid, the whole roads should be fixed. Also, people should learn road rules like turn signals and stopping at stop signs. And I've seen this a lot, and I get to wonder if people know how to drive and know the road laws. No name for this email. Thank you. So it's an anonymous call about our roads. But we have a caller from Bethel. Good morning to Robert.
Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, Kaya, good morning.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things that I'd like to add on to what was already said.
Okay.
Peter Vaughn just called in about ONC. He did a fantastic job. I'd like to add a little bit on that, maybe how it will understand that we assist in our tribal members and our descendants that are also enrolled. We assist in assist them as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, yes, we do work with the villages. We do work with the village in various ways, such as trail marking. We communicate with the tribes in trail marking to make sure that we got markers out there. We deal with the villages in subsistence because that's all our resource,
mm-hmm.
and safety and search and rescue. We also deal with the villages in that. We have different committees that also work with the tribes out there to help communicate with them, making it better for all of us.
Yes.
Anything that pertains not only to Bethel, but the surrounding villages that we all participate in, them are the subjects that we also work with the villages.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing about a little bit more about global warming. You know, Pete, it's March now, and I know from experience the ice thickness in March is not going to thicken anymore because mm-hmm. spring is close. But I really, really appreciate what is being done about our global warming problem. And I'm really appreciated that people are calling and communicating with the rest of us of all the dangers and hazards out there in our region there. They're mm-hmm. doing a good job. Earl Samuelson, Mark, what's his name? Mark from
Larry.
Nepal,
yeah.
And all the villagers identifying danger spots for our travelers. I really appreciate that. Well,
okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, you caught me on surprise there. Yeah. So, well, thanks for all that info there, Robert Kaya. So we appreciate your call. Yes. Said some enlightening things there that ONC does help out. Yes, we are. Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Yay, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good word on our conditions we're having. And
mm-hmm.
Well, I took my wife for a snowball ride. We went to Hanger Lake and down at the Bung.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is melting. And even the trail on the tundra.
Yeah.
It's deteriorating fast. And we went down by the bluff anyway and came down on the left. Most of the markers are down.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looked the same when it's overcast like this.
Yeah.
And you could barely see the overflow. And it's danger on the sandbars. They melt first, you know. And we seen one hole by Oscar Active Fish Camp, anyway, that channel that goes there. There was a hole right there, but they melt fast on the sandbars. And,
mm-hmm.
And be careful. And during this time, too warm, and it melts both ways, the river ice, even the ponds, they melt up on top. Plus the current on the bottom, the river current. Mm-hmm. And just like Earl, I would recommend. I don't know how long they can truck travel, but be careful. And in closing, we got that stupid mine herring on Monday, 6 to 8. I believe that's the common period. I know the AVCP board members are listening and the president. When they're going to join us and help us anyway. Our valuable food source is at risk. And I feel they should join us. Okay, good morning.
Okay. Hey, Yvonne, I got a question.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday during our SAR annual meeting, somebody mentioned that there was a danger area around Hanger Lake area. Like open water or something?
Yeah, there's one on the west that's always open and flows down the Brown Slough.
Oh.
The drainage of that Blackfish place.
Yeah.
And when you go straight across Hanger Lake,
mm-hmm.
On the left again, that's and it's from that North Lake, that's a Blackfish area. Those are always open.
Yes, you're right.
Everywhere around the country, the reeds, we call them the reeds.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blackfish areas, those are danger right now. They opened up. So,
okay.
I wouldn't recommend traveling at night.
Yes.
Because everything looks the same way. Even if you have headlights.
Yeah.
You don't like what's ahead of you, stand up on your snowboard or four-wheeler and look.
Uh-huh.
And bring your ice pick.
That's right, yeah. Okay, Koyana Ivan.
Okay, good morning, Bob.
Good morning to you. Yes, and then... he's right. Yeah, there are a lot of danger areas out there now, so people need to be careful. I know people like to, when the weather starts getting nice, they want to be out and about, you know, and then you just have to be extremely careful this year. So our lines are open. Please feel free to call. We had a talk line question here. One question. Whatever happened to Clinic Family Mullion Mile, is that? Oh, Mullion Miles. I'm not sure I get that.
Maybe that's Million Miles?
Maybe, yeah. So just a question. Yeah. And then I get lost in that once in a while in this kind of stuff, you know. But I was trying to find an email. But we do have a caller. We'll keep on going to our callers. From Bethel, we have Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
Hi. Mm-hmm. I made a phone call to Green Hack yesterday, and
she
told me that the ice already moved out of the river, and they're fishing with nets down there.
Oh.
Catching trout.
My.
That's what she told me. It's really so fast. It's so warmer down there. And anyway, there's a current in that river, so melted right away and moved out of the way, and there fishing with nets.
Wow.
Okay, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
That's
to you.
Amazing.
Yeah, breakup happening down below us. So,
too
all
soon.
Right. Yes, it is. So, you know, like in some of those other calls other shows, people mentioned that, you know, there's nothing we can do about, you know, the conditions we're seeing now, you know, thin ice, early thawing out and late freeze-ups, you know, that kind of stuff that we just have to adapt. Nothing else we can do because we can't control or do anything about our conditions and weather. We just have to adapt, and that's what a lot of our people that do call in had recommended, and know that's the only thing that we need to do is adapt.
Well, humans are very adaptable.
Yes.
And they're...
Yeah, we'll make it. We just have to, you know, and then share ideas with each other. Like for me, springtime, when after breakup, you know, is a time to go be gathering firewood rather than relying on a wintertime. The standard used to be on some beautiful snow. You hop on your snow machine, you go across on a snow machine with a sled and bring back, you know, some wood. But hard to do that nowadays, you know. So springtime is one way you can gather wood. You know, the ice takes down a lot of wood from upstream, and they're, you know, they're driftwood. So I've been doing that a little bit more than I had in the last several years. So when I could. So our lines are opened, and then it's already after 11. Mm. So we have less than a half hour to go on the show. So if you'd like to call in, the lines are open. And I think we've got a caller from Bethel. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Couple of things on my mind.
Okay.
And I would like to begin this by saying I believe there's hard times coming for all of us in many ways. And I do hope I'm wrong, but time will tell.
Okay.
I believe there's dark clouds on the horizon for all of us. In many different ways, hard times are coming. Our cost of living will probably increase. I believe there's already families that are doubling up because of the high cost of living here. And we need to start planning for the future. I do believe if we expect to survive. This budget cut is hitting rural Alaska harder than urban Alaska. I'm concerned about power cost equalization going away. I'm concerned about the brain drain, lack of funding for colleges and our children. As you know, I'm a kind of a old person, and I'm concerned for all of us, and I'd like to thank ONC for doing things for senior citizens, no matter your ethnic background, they serve all seniors.
Yes.
And I'm grateful for that. They are a tribal organization, but they serve all seniors. No matter where you came from, no matter, and That's a wonderful thing. We are all human. We are all treated fairly and equally. And remember the slogan, there are dark clouds on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
We need to prepare if we expect to survive. I thank you, and I thank you, and have a pleasant day.
Wow, very good, yes.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Dave.
You very much, yes, those are pleasant words, yeah. And then we're prompted to say that you are listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska. And this is our Friday talk line show. And today we have Diane is our regular host. Diane is busy elsewhere. So in her place we have Renee that we all like to hear from our community. So it's good to have you here.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
So one off.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've, you know, today we're getting a fair amount of calls. You know, people, a lot of them from Bethel, I noticed. We had a call from Maniac and Naposkiak, you know. But so we're you know, you're welcome to call. And the numbers are five, and lines are open now. 543-KYUK, that's 543-5985. 543-2756, 800-995-8954, or email radio@kyuk.org. And you can call or email anonymous if you'd like. So lines are open and we have time is moving. So if you'd like to participate, it might be a good time to call now. So we have a caller, I think a returned caller maybe from Bethel. Forrest, good morning.
I'm returning. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Yeah, this is regarding that, Howard, regarding what ABCP and ONC does.
Okay.
A couple of months ago, when there was a suicide in Akichuk, I like to thank Peter and Mom for letting Social Service Department go help debrief, do a critical incident debrief. And I decided to volunteer, so I went along with a couple of employees from the Social Service Department. And what we did was we did a little talk circle. We let them air out there what they went through with the suicidal thing, you know. Some of them had, some of them were traumatized. So we did our best to, help them, you know, talk it out, talk out their feelings. And since there was nobody to pray when we ended, I decided to pray for them. You know, not only pray for them, but pray for all of us. Because, you know, life has to keep on moving. And I know for some of you that witnessed this critical incident, they'll still be in their minds. But I'm proud to say to be a ONC tribal member.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to thank ONC, Peter Bond, and Social Service Department for helping not only tribal members, but also to our fellow natives out there in the Waikiki Delta. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Forrest. Yes. Yeah, that's a good point, you know, that ONC, you know, help out with common interests of people in the Waikiki Delta. And I, you know, that's a good thing, yes. We appreciate ONC and what they do. So our lines are open. Please feel free to call. I was reading a Thunder Drum here. We'll read another Thunder Drum that there. City of Bethel senior citizen card printer is currently not operating. Parts have been ordered for their machine, I guess, their printer. It will be back to working in about 2 to 3 weeks.
And and then Bethel Traditional Dancers are looking for people who are interested in learning or know how to drum, sing, and yoruk. Practice will be located at BNC Complex each night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Latest date to join would be March 15th. So, yeah, a bit of some news there. And I don't know what else. Oh, yeah, besides that, we do have that basketball thing going on.
Yeah, we got basketball up at the high school.
Yeah.
Small schools tournament.
Yeah, right? And then sound like there's another one going on in where, in Akiak? Mark,
yeah, they said,
mentioned
yeah,
something about Akiak. So, yeah. So exciting time of the year for basketball goers and players, you know, and I've been seeing a lot of young guests in Bethel last couple of days. So mm-hmm. It's, you know, exciting in Bethel, too. We have a caller from Bethel. Good morning to Buck. Long time no hear.
Good morning, Pete.
Yes.
I've been hearing.
There's something going on in the background. Your radio?
That's your seatbelt. I'm buckling it now.
Okay.
Anyway, there's lots of talk about how bad the highways and everything are, and mm-hmm. I just wanted to let the highway crew, I think they're doing a good job. They're working against the weather, and it's bad conditions, and they get them fixed one day, and then the roads thaw out and fall apart the next day. The guys are out there doing their best, and I just wanted to thank them for that. And the city crews are out the year everything's supposed to be frozen, and they're trying to thaw culverts so the runoff can get someplace. And city and state crews are both doing a good job, and I just wanted to let them know they got some appreciation.
Very good.
Yep, it's okay. A battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Thank you, Buck.
Yep, bye.
Yeah, you know, that's the way. I like that, you know, when, you know, even in the midst of something that's going on that might not be looking positive, you know, if you look for it, you can find good in whatever is going on. So we appreciate that call, Buck. That's the good way. Yes, so did you have something, young man?
Yes, sir. You know, I'm really curious. I want to hear callers these last 15 minutes, who's been listening to the basketball game, what their opinion has been of our callers calling in Yukton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm really curious.
Yeah.
Callers, if you heard the games and you have comments about that, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, yes. In fact, yes, I heard that, you know, that they were, and that struck my opinion, you know, it struck my interest, you know, a basketball, what do you call those people that?
Announcements? Announcers?
Yeah, announcers, yeah. Regarding the basketball, and they were doing it in the Yukton, and that was interesting, you know. The way we first heard that, you know, from KCUK area, that's Chivac, they were broadcasting in Yukton, and then they would get really excited about a play going on, and people would be all tuned in. Even along the Kuskokwim, people speaking Yupik, listen to Yukton, their excitement, you know, you can almost see it, you know. Mm-hmm. That was good.
I don't have his last name in front of me right now, but Bosco, young gentleman over there at the high school, he'll be there today too doing that calling. Special thanks to Bosco for making that happen.
Cool. Sounds good. And what are they today? They're playing today?
Yeah, so 3:45 p.m. Tuna Tuliak versus Kipnuk Girls. That's 3:45. People can tune into KYUK FM, The Mix, for all things considered during that time.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah, so yes, that's people are excited about that. And so we have a lot of guests in Bethel now, young people and their coaches, and probably some families too. I've seen some Atlanaks, you know, which means visitors from other areas, mm-hmm. different places, you know, in Bethel the last few days. So people are gathering for games, and then seal hunting is on the minds of the coastal folks I know. You know, they're going out early this year, earlier than normal, and like Mark Like Mark Springer had mentioned that, you know, the people may have a different seal hunting experiences this year due to hardly any ice out there. And people are anticipating that there might not be any more ice build up between now and breakup. Or it is already breaking up, but, you know, between now and summer, I guess. So yeah, things are changing, and, you know, but we must live on. We must keep on. We have a little over 15 minutes left.
I was going to mention that KUC's got a couple of announcements that they're having. They have ceramics classes, you know, and the students are going to have a student show at the end of March. And March and April, they're also going to be working with the public, invited in to make bowls for the Bethel Bowls, that they done do that auction and soup thing. And so we'll get the college classes, we'll get out the announcement for when the public will be invited in to make bowls. It's kind of a fun event, you know. Have you ever made one bowl?
No, never.
Never out of clay? Never. You should come and do that, and then and then we'll fire it. They'll get fired and they'll get glazed, and then you can come get your soup out of it.
Yeah, you know, on an emergency basis, though, one time I had forgotten my bowl, and I'm out there in the wild hunting or something. I had to make a kind of a temporary type bowl.
What'd you use?
To eat. You know?
What'd you make it out of?
What a wood.
Ah.
And then also those ladles.
Ladles, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't have one to dish out, you know, so I found a piece of wood that the shape was already there, but it just needed a centerpiece, you know, dig it out. So, I'm not a carver, but I had to do that.
and it worked too, right? Because you're
worked.
Here.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So. Yes, our lines are open again, you know, so please, if you'd like, you know, participate. We have our last several minutes left, you know. We have time for several calls left, you know, so feel free to call. And there's things going on around the Delta, you know, that makes it an exciting place to be. You know, I'd rather be here than anywhere else, you know. When it's my vacation time, I never did take any vacation, except my vacation time is like springtime, you know, my first boat ride, and I'm out there, you know, camping out for a day or two. That's my vacation type, you know.
Yeah.
I enjoy just being out there and doing things out there and then you don't bring a whole lot of things to eat, you know. So you have to go out and look for something to eat out there. And that makes it a lot more challenging and interesting. And, you know,
and you might go on a diet if you don't find
something. Yeah. So
I'm always amazed when people will say, well, there's nothing to do in Bethel, because I think you could do so much in Bethel that you'd wear yourself out.
There's lots
of things to do. Yeah. In and around the area.
Yes. You know, somebody at the meeting yesterday before the meeting, or, you know, had mentioned, he was talking with some young people in the village, and he says, maybe if you turn your phone off and looked up, you know, you might see some things or even hear some elders talking about what you should be doing, some advice and how to, you know. We have a caller from Bethel. Good morning to Tony.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Yes, yeah. Renee is on the sitting by
I
me.
Enjoyed what you mentioned about the Altid. You know, he's doing a great job that I.
Go ahead.
Talking in Yupik,
that
we understand how he's doing. He's basically of his present. I'll say I'm not against him, but he's
doing a great job.
Okay.
That I can, myself, I can't, when the people are moving fast, you know. But I enjoy what I'm hearing.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Okay. Good morning to you too, Tony. Thanks, and good to hear from you. Okay. All right. So, I don't know. Maybe another tundra drum, or you got anything else?
No,
or
no, not yet.
Okay. And then I'm not sure if I'm caught up on my our email stuff here. There's so much email coming in through, but they're not regarding the talk line things that we're normally looking for. But as for more thunder drums, you know, we'll, here's one more. KYUK is offering an Alexei Isaac Memorial Scholarship for those who have a high school diploma or a GED. Deadline of application submission is March 28th, 2019. For more information, you can go to kyuk.org or call 543-3131. Alexei Isaac Memorial Scholarship. Yes, and the Lower Kuskokwim School District Board of Education will meet in a special meeting on March 2, 2019 at 8:30 a.m. at the LKSD Boardroom, 1004 Ron Edwards Way, Bethel, Alaska.
I think that's the old dorm.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, it's the main building now. It was the dorm when I first moved here.
You know, I haven't been into the new cafeteria yet, have you?
No, no, I haven't, but I understand it is gorgeous, that it's really, really quite nice.
Okay, because we've, in one of our Jamai committee meetings, you know, we mentioned about that, you know, that it would be nice to just go right into there rather than going up the steps and through some ice and, you know, into the other building. So this year it's going to be a bit different, you know, where I think you might be able to go in from the gym area to into the cafeteria. I'm not sure, but I know that that one area had been blocked up, I guess, during construction to go into the new cafeteria. But I understand it is impressive.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get up there and tour it. I just haven't had the chance.
Yes, so that's going to be a new thing. And then I don't have them, you know, usually right about to my time, I know who's going to be there during the day, you know, but this year other things have been happening, and so I haven't had a chance to review it thoroughly yet, you know, to. But we're going to have a good lineup, you know, this year.
Linda Curta always gets, and the whole crew, the whole Chamai committee, really get the regional and the state best dancers.
Yeah.
Always.
Yes.
They're just phenomenal.
Always good, yes. You know, our first meeting is usually a couple of days after Chamaians.
Mm.
That would be our first meeting, and then throughout the year we'd be meeting regular and trying to figure out, you know, who'd be good to watch this year, you know. So we start talking about it and start looking out for dance groups and things to do, you know, during Chamai. So this year promises to be a good one too again.
Yeah.
So
and I was going to bring the list. Because, as you said, it'd be nice to start sharing that, because there's a lot of good dance teams that are scheduled on the for show. Yeah. It's always fun to watch the kids dance. I mean, I love when, you know, Ayupun and Emmy get up there. I love watching those kids dance.
Yes, we're proud of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they've been practicing, I understand they've been practicing, you know, early this year, too. We have a caller from Bethel. We're going to Willie. Good morning.
Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Gutco.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing there, Witch?
Oh, man, I'm expecting to see some geese coming in this kind of weather.
Hey, all right. Yeah, keep your eyes open then.
Yeah. I just want to put my two bits in this precautionary trail situation. Experiment the other day right behind here in this town slough.
Mm-hmm.
Up to that Harris and subcourt, you go down Hyder Lake Road. A lot of people don't know, and I see a lot of kids, little kids still running around there. Parents that know these kids running around and take precaution them or warn them not to go. And if they go in the slough, nobody's going to know them back there.
Mm-hmm.
And these village people, sometimes you see a big bar or something coming and there's about four or five people at the post number, folk wheeling, you know. They should come to the common sense and start being precautious this kind of weather, you know. Sometimes we don't know who they are and we have a hard time locating them. But the main concern is that I do see a lot of kids around here. They're riding around in the bounce. If they do go in there, we're not going to know if there's two kids running around half the time I see around there. And earlier, Yvonne said these cross-countries are opening up now in grassy areas, and that one across there on the other side, they should put up signs on that creek there that never freezes, and you got to stay on the south side of that the whole time. People at nighttime traveling, they travel, you can't tell what trail is in these clear ice. You know, that's what causes them, and especially these intoxicated people, they don't care where they're going. That's what was happening the other day, and all four of them entirely intoxicated, and they barely made it out. They lost their focus right back there in the slough. So that's not the only precautionary area, but this village that hear me should take alert. I call people I know of an architect there who all my family's from, and hopefully they take precautionary as well as upriver people, you know. It's a very highly dangerous situation now in this career. We both know that, Pete.
Yeah.
And anyway, just for precautionary. And it won't, you know, if you have to travel from these villages, these life coats, they're nice and warm.
Yeah.
They can keep you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They should start using those there for safety precaution. You know, it was very warm when they took to work too. And anyway, I thought I'd put my two bits this morning.
Thanks.
So have a good day, guys. I hope everybody else too.
Okay, Witch, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
How much time do we have? We used to have a clock in here, but I think somebody put it. Yeah, so I think it's, you know, it just came up on us, you know. For a while there, we were, you know, looked like the time had stopped, but now and then it just picked up in an hour.
It's gone.
That's it. So we're gonna wrap up. You know, I appreciated you coming out to join us today, Renee.
Well, thanks, Peter.
So we've had, you know, an array of calls today. You know, a lot of it, a lot of the calls that stood out for me are, you know, the global warming and whether, you know, our conditions changing, you know, and also open waters, you know, here and there, especially down below. I didn't realize it was deteriorating that fast or developing, you know, these holes are developing. So in the Pakiak area, people that are traveling have to be careful. And then also from Eek area, Kunahak, that area, people coming towards Kuskokwim need to be extremely careful. There's some several holes that Earl mentioned of, you know, and then also some holes are in Kalskak. And so just have to be on the lookout for, and then there's a lot of glare ice out there. So people, I would recommend that there'll be no travel, especially in the nighttime. So,
all right. Well, thanks for everything and have a good weekend.
All right. Yes, everyone. Yes, have a safe and a wonderful weekend. So we appreciate you listening in. This is KYUK Bethel Talk Line. Thank you. Guiana.
Been listening to Talkline. The comments, points of view, and opinions made are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors.